And what we are doing is bridging the gap between the techs and the artists and making it so that everybody knows exactly where to find everybody else. It is geo-based. We're talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and not just the movie, right? Mm. It's going to give you anything that you would need to get a job done, or if you're looking for a service, if you can provide a service, it's going to give you all of that stuff, and it's based on your own location. Yeah. So,
and this is actually great for folks that may be viewing that actually own studios or, you know, green screen facilities or whatever, because you can actually post all your information and allow those who are part of that community and culture to link seek up. You out and link up. So I think that's a, you know, one of the greatest components about this app is that it allows you to connect with other people who are in the same world as you are, you know, and that's really what it's about. I mean, networking and meeting these folks. And first and foremost, allowing people to understand that you do this, but you also can attach what you charge. And
absolutely.
The ability to make some money. You know, and get your work out there. I mean, that's always a great thing because that's one of the things that isn't so within our reach these days, you know. And how do I get to that? Well, how do I meet this person? Well,
put yourself out there, make it happen. And you can do that with Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, so definitely utilize that app. It's definitely beneficial and helpful in many aspects. So check it out.
I love it. I love it. Now, I think we can move on to Grind Op 2.
Let's move on to Grind Op 2.
Say yes.
Grind Op 2 of the day is in the field of post-production
assistance. Also in LA.
PAs is where it's at, huh? And this is in Los Angeles, California. Production company seeks assistant for post-production department. Edit, sync audio, and set manipulation using Adobe After Effects. Comfort with keyframe manipulation. I wasn't done reading those details. Pre-comp workflow and data project management. That is
a very, very technical world, that I don't even pretend to have a hand in or a handle on, but I know what all those things mean. It's basically like you're making things happen after it's shot, signed, sealed, and delivered, and you're using After Effects, which is now becoming, or has become an industry standard,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is not, we talk about sometimes with jobs that doesn't say must have experience required, but you do need for that job. There's some know-how attached to it.
Absolutely.
You know, which of course you have from RFC, Radio Recording Connections. For those of you just tuning in, that's that logo that you see
there. Right there. Right there. Try typing that in Google real quick. And
try saying that 5 times quickly. It's not easy.
Yeah. So, again, that was in Los Angeles, California. Now, before we get into our next grind out, we had a gentleman by the name of Steve Gordon last week who has an incredible book that we also want to, you know, remind you all to go out there and get, especially for those creators. Okay, there it is. 11 contracts that every artist, songwriter, and producer, and I'm going to say an entrepreneur, there should know. Okay, now this is an incredible book dealing with management, agreements, production company, and new artists, indie label deals, etc. There you go. Chloe's holding it up. Okay. Now,
Savannah Black right here.
Yeah. What I loved about having Steve on last week is he spoke about issues like that are happening actually today.
Absolutely.
With creators and songwriters. You know, it's not
real life experience.
Wasn't somebody who was referencing like, you know, well, yeah, you know, 10 years ago I had this one, you know, client come in. This was like things that are going on in today's entertainment culture, songwriting, music, you know,
everything.
The authorship. Yeah,
even film and how it applies to not just the audio industry, but he talked about it in relation to the film industry and soundtracking and all of that sort of stuff. And he also, I think, had this great ability to, because he's been in the game for, you know, ever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So he was able to pull from things that have happened, but in how he was talking, he was also acknowledging how quickly the game is changing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a lot of what you were saying.
Yeah.
Too, about what it used to be versus what it is now and how it's important for artists to stay on top of their stuff. Otherwise, you lose everything.
Yeah, you get lost in the shuffle, too. And
yeah.
One of the things that he pointed out that I thought was really great, because this is something most people don't go to right away, which was for those of you who are creating any type of content, you know, to seek out, you know, 3 of the main companies that do this for you and protect everything. which was BMI, mm-hmm. ASCAP, and CSAC. You know, people, creators, you know, never really get that information right out the gate, mm-hmm. you know. And I usually tell people right out the gate, like, how are you protecting your creativity? Okay, you need to register ASAP with BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC, because they do that. Mm-hmm. You know, they, and all you do is, you know, you take your work, you submit it, and, you know, you write down the splits, who did what the shares are, what the name of the song is. They give you pretty much an identification code for that song, mm-hmm. and they track that song. So if that song happens to get played in some little tiny hole in the wall spot in Singapore, mm-hmm. they can track that. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, the story that he told about, specifically about splits and the Fugees.
Yeah. Right?
Was it the Fugees he was talking about?
It was Lauryn Hill. It was Lauryn Hill.
Yep. It was, you know, and
her album, and, you know, just those things.
And how it got messy.
So this is a great. This is a great, like, way for, you know, to really, you know, address really the starting point of any creator, you know, is really how you're going to protect your body of work. So we encourage you to go get this book. There is a, are we still running our discount code? Yeah, tell them about that.
Put that graphic in, guys. We're still, for you, put in the student code Recording Connection, and you're getting 40% off of the list price. You can check it at backwingstore.com/11contracts. And this book regularly retails for $50, you know?
That's not a bad deal, then.
That's not a bad deal. Yeah. This is hardcover.
Yeah.
This is a real book.
So make sure you go out there. Yeah, make sure you go out there and get that, because it's, I definitely recommend it for anybody in this game to, mm-hmm. to know what it is you're getting ready to, you know,
encounter.
So that's always a good thing. So shout out to my man Steve Gordon. It was great having him on the show last week. With that being said, Chloe, I'm going to let you go ahead and tackle this next grind.
I love it. I love a grind op. Hit it, guys. This is grind op number 3, and it's coming to you out of Youngstown, Ohio. And it is for an AR scout. All right. And it's Youngstown. Yeah, I'm going to try that one more time.
Try it.
I get so excited. Youngstown record label seeks up-and-coming A&R scout. Mm. Jobs are finding talent with star potential on location or online. Oversee the recording process from pre-production to final product. Assist with marketing and promotion, report directly to the lead A&R, and perform any essential tasks as needed. And again, that is coming to you out of Youngstown, Ohio. So now, Iz, I have all the questions for you.
Shoot them, honey.
Sounds like a really big job for many reasons. One, just the scope of it, especially because there is so much talent online nowadays,
right.
To where you even begin to find. This is also great for all of you up and coming people that are about how do I get my stuff up there. So there's that, mm-hmm. but also the ability to have such an ear and to know what you're looking for.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, how does that happen? How do you tune your ear?
Well, I think, like, you know, one of the things I always like to encourage folks who are, you know, looking to pursue this avenue, which mm-hmm. is A&R, you're only able to really be a good A&R, a great A&R, if you really know an array of music.
Got it.
Right? Because you got to know an array of music, and you got to know what talent looks like. You got to mm-hmm. you got to know those things. So when I look at, you know, this grind off that you were, you know, introducing, I, the first thing that jumped out to me was like, oh, this is like an A&R, you know, let me do the homework for the A&R.
Yes.
You know, like, let me be the A&R gopher.
Let me start with, what is A&R? Yeah.
Well, we call it ass and rest, because a lot of the A&Rs I've worked with, all they do is come to the studio and just sit on the couch and order lobster. We call it ass and rest. So what an A&R is actually supposed to do is put the project together, get the right folks together, mm-hmm. get the right songwriters, get the right producers, so what has happened is these A&Rs have gotten to a point where you don't really have to do much work if you go get a Pharrell. You don't have to do a whole lot of work if you go get a Timberland, because they are who they are. So you just show up to the studio, okay, you bob your head, that sounds great, okay, cool, and then you're in the lounge ordering lobster. You know what I'm saying? Like, but real A&Rs do exactly what you just said.
Exactly. There's the developmental component.
They develop, bring in the talent, they put them with the right people, they put them with the right songwriters to complement their artistry. And really, to do that, you have to know what that world. Looks like. You know,
it's a big world.
It's a big world. Now, there have been great A&Rs like a Mark Pitts, who I got to meet when we were doing the Confessions record.
Mm-hmm.
A John McClane, who did a lot of stuff at Interscope with, you know, No Doubt, Blackstreet, Slum Village. You know what I'm saying? And those guys, like, always kept their finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they did the work.
Yeah.
There was no, hey, man, I need you to go out here and look for this for me. I need you to.
Right.
You know, it's like, and that's where, you know, that's where the game is getting whack. You know what I'm saying? Because these cats aren't really, really qualified.
And not everybody's a Pharrell. So for the people that are going out there and looking to find, if your job is, I need you to find the next Pharrell, how do you do that if nowadays it's like.
Yeah. And it's like the thing of, you know, maybe not finding the next Pharrell, but maybe finding a talent that you know has the longevity of a Pharrell, but has his own style. See, we've gotten into this thing where we're just trying to reduplicate the next thing that's working, right? You know what that's working? Find me 10 of those.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's why we don't have our modern day Jimi Hendrix and Sly and the Family Stone. It's because everybody's like. A pathway of least resistance. Like
why King Kong is being done again.
Again, right? And it's like...
Didn't that monkey die?
But yeah, right? And that's what's crazy because you even see it in your industry.
Yes, like, all the time.
People are just reaching, you know, just for the... How can we reduplicate this thing? And that's why, you know, you look at like the Netflix and all those things like where they're actually going out to the content creators like Adam Sandler and saying, you know what, Adam? Man, just come here and do your movies. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Please, thank you.
Like, and I was just having this conversation. It's like getting back to the point of empowering our creators again and not the bean counters. Because the bean counters just want, man, that's working. That's bringing in the numbers. Man, let's go with that because it's safe.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we're losing the creativity in the process of it. You know, so I like to see, you know, the underdog companies like a Netflix because they were once an underdog
and were
almost on their way out. Come in and empower the dudes that are creating the content.
And to that point, and how it trickles down on this side of it, is that, what as you call them, the bean counters, they don't want to take a risk on a project. They definitely don't want to take a risk on new talent. So you've got this whole array of work going to the same seven people, whereas people like Netflix and Amazon and Hulu are now, they've got no reason to be afraid. It's like, great, let's take a chance on this person. Let's do this, that, and the other. So I could just see how that plays into.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
Yeah.
And we thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you.
Yeah. So that's my take on that. I think that is a great opportunity. I think that's a very fun opportunity.
Yeah.
Within respects to our, you know, the A&R.
Yeah.
Like scouting kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always like to just, you know, really let our viewers know what it really is and what it really should be.
Sure.
You know, anybody, you know, who's ever thinking of getting into the world of A&R, you have to really, really, really be a student of that, which is knowing your artist, knowing the music for the last 40 to 50 years, what the greats are, what they did, how they put it together. Because that's essentially what you're going to be doing, developing. So,
good with Lord that being said, the creek don't rise. That's what we used to say back home. The good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
All right. So before we move on to the next grind out, we always love to tell our student success stories. So go ahead and
guys. So this is this week. This is Billy Jardella, and he's from Norwalk, Connecticut.
What up, Billy?
Hey,
I love that background.
That's dope. I know, right? That's Connecticut.
Right?
Okay.
You got some flavor out there.
Who knew? Well, so here's what's going on with Billy. As soon as he graduated, he was hired as an audio engineer at Factory Underground, which was his mentor's studio.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's been promoted to full-on staff engineer, but in an unlikely way. That's a cliffhanger, guys. Mm. If you were ever wondering what a cliffhanger was,
that was it.
So check out more and hear how Billy did it in this week's weekly report. And the graphic's going to go at the bottom there at some point in time.
Bam.
Bam. There we go. Yeah, that's our weekly report. Check it out and find out exactly how Billy did what he did and how he's making it rock. So shout out to Billy.
Way to go, Bill.
We honor you.
Keep going, bro.
We honor you. Now we can move into our next grind out.
Okay. Well, grind out 4 of the day.
Is it 4 already?
Yeah, it's 4 already. We're moving fast.
Wow.
Grind Out 4, this is on-air personality, Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville radio station seeks on-air talent. Execution of daily on-air shows. Operate the control room board. personal appearance at station community events. Now, you know, this is two components to this job, because I noticed they said on-air talent and operating the board. So for me, you know, we just had the Baker Boys on.
We sure did.
A couple weeks ago, which was like the perfect description of on-air talent and somebody who's also dialing in the board, the technical aspect. So, you know, I think addressing the on-air personality side, I think it's one thing to really make sure that that's who you are. You know, what your personality like, your character and your voice and all those things. You know,
are you engaging? Are you
engaging? You know, captivating people, keeping people, you know, dialed in and in tune with what it is you got going on your show. Just energy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the other aspect is the technical aspect, which is knowing the console, knowing the board, knowing how all the gear operates.
And also, nowadays, too, social media, because that's the other
They did bring that up,
It's engagement on a daily basis across all social media. Talking's hard. Across all social media platforms.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah. It's real. So all those things have to kind of work simultaneously as far as, you know, what you're bringing, you know, in that radio room, you know.
Absolutely.
The energy, the personality, the technical, and then the social.
Absolutely. Okay. So. One of the things that the Baker Boys did say that's interesting for jobs like these is that sometimes if the person is so much of a personality but can't operate anything, they do have a personality.
A sidekick. Yep.
But they don't say that in these grind ops. So I'm assuming they want
all. They want you to be able to get in there.
One and done. Get on.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One, I mean, that, yeah.
So, again, that was in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay. Shout out to Florida.
Yes.
How far is Jacksonville from Disney? Do we know?
Maybe a couple hours, I think. Like 3 hours, yeah.
Oh, that's far.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Moving on to grind up number 5, Chloe. I'm going to let you have this one.
Love it. Hit it, please, team. So grind up number 5 is in Phoenix, Arizona, and it is for a news editor. Arizona's largest radio newsroom needs an assistant, needs an assignment desk editor. Responsibilities are to generate story ideas, coordinate information, and assign personnel as needed, compile daily daybook and file future daybook items, monitor public service agency scanners, social media for breaking stories. And this is coming to you out of Phoenix, Arizona.
This sounds like a great opportunity for Clark Kent.
To pull open his shirt and fly out the window.
That sounds cool, though. Sounds very cool. I'm not, you know.
Wait a minute. Clark Kent was Superman or Spider-Man? He was
Superman. Yeah. Telephone booth. Get in. Get out. So, that actually sounds cool, though. I mean, I don't know if we've had many of those type of grind-offs.
For radio news editor? To clarify, for those of you that maybe don't know what a daybook is, it's kind of like your agenda, but it for more for everything that's happening locally, like big stuff or in the world, stuff that we want to cover on a day. And maintaining it. It's like, oh, if you saw The Devil Wears Prada, which I don't know if you saw, but go with me. If you saw The Devil Wears Prada, the part about the book and Andy was responsible for like keeping it when it was a huge, huge job, that's like that. It's like your Bible, but for whatever's happening in the world and surrounding areas of Phoenix, Arizona, in this case.
Cool. All right. So, I think with that being said, I think that's a great moment for us to mention to these folks again that, you know, send in your resume.
Oh, yeah.
And your cover letter. And if you have a sizzle reel, because we do have a variety of grind ups that do come in, ranging from content, you know, where you're going to need to show your editing skills and, you know, various things like that. So there you go. There's our link. And, you know, we have a team that can kind of just help you build this out so that it best reflects you. And the goal is to get you hired. You know,
absolutely.
That's really at the end of the day is to get you hired.
And the world wants to know who you are. So let's tell the world who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
You are right.
Love it. I love it. So, guys, for those of you just tuning in, make sure you're getting your questions in because we do have our Q&A coming up. Very soon. But before we do, we have another School of Hard Knocks video. We haven't had it in a couple weeks because, guys, I don't know if you've tuned in, but we've been busy in these shows.
Yeah.
Lots of things moving and shaking. So we haven't had our School of Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
But this week's installation is super amazing because it's all about paying your dues and what it means and how long do you have to do it. So without any further ado, let's roll it.
Twenty-five years of being in this music and in the tech world, what I've learned is I'm still paying my dues. I'm still having to outwork people. I'm still having to show my skin in the game. And it's one of those things where it never stops. You know, you constantly have to prove yourself. You constantly have to be in the mindset of just really showing your worth and showing what you're capable of, which is a good thing. That's why a lot of cats who have been in a business for X amount of years, you know, are bitter or maybe angry because they are still paying their dues. But for me, I think that's a huge part of what keeps me going, is that I have to continue to pay my dues. I have to continue to be competitive. But you know, if nothing's pushing you, if nothing's driving you, if you don't have that sense of fire under you, then your passion slowly but surely begins to fade and die because you need the spark. You need to consistently stay feeding that appetite for a win or to be shown that you're fit for this job or you're approved, you know, and you never stop paying. And it's not for everybody. Some people do burn out and, like I said, become bitter and angry, but it's a space for few. And you have to be willing to continue to press and move forward.
Mm-hmm. Here, here. I second all of that. Paying your dues is real, and you're right. It doesn't end until it ends.
You're right. It doesn't
until
end.
You need to.
You just keep going. You keep going, and then you get to a point where you're not even fazed by it anymore. Mm-mm. You know, and you know, you get to a point to where you can. You know, your work kind of does the explaining for you.
Yes.
You know, and that ultimately becomes like your golden reference. It's like, okay, yeah, that's cool, but hey, man, this is what I've done. You know, hey, you want to use me? Not cool, whatever, right. But I'm off to the next thing already, so.
And I'm not losing any sleep over.
Not losing any sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. So paying your dues, yeah, it's a real thing. And if you, as you say, it is not for everybody. And if you automatically wake up and think that you have arrived, then I guess you have, and that's the end of your journey.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You can die now.
Yeah, you can die now. Nails in the coffin. So, guys, that was our School of Hard Knocks, and we also introduced 5 Grind Ops, but we also have an additional 5 Grind Ops on our Connected site. So that is www.rrfedu.com/connected, where you will find these Grind Ops.
Coming to you out of Philadelphia, we got radio, on-air talent, and board operator. Also in radio, in Bakersfield, California, sound operator. Also this is in Salt Lake City. Guys, I have the giggles. I'm so sorry. Salt Lake City, Utah, is a studio camera tech in the field of recording, also in LA, a music administrator, and from culinary, a pastry prep chef in Napa, California. Shout out to all that wine.
Hold on. Grind Out 10 sounds pretty good.
Doesn't it? My taste buds.
I'm trying to get out to Napa and just hang out for a second.
Guys, I love some wine and some dessert.
Me and you are going to Napa.
Make it happen. Grind Ops.
Make it happen.
Listen, connected at Napa with a nice Bordeaux, perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, should we move into our Q&A?
Let's move into our Q&A. I feel like we got some good questions that are like bubbling right now that we can get to.
Gas after Thanksgiving. I love it. Percolate.
Yes.
So we have a question from Chance. Chance's in Yonkers, New York. Shout out to Yonkers. Chance wants to know, is it true that PAing in film is hard to do or to find? It's hard work. It's grunt work for sure. And you will get your hands and other parts dirty. So if you're looking for an easy job, that's not the one. So I hope that answers your question.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like I need to say more. Is it hard? Yes. Sometimes in some jobs harder than others, but it's not easy. Mm-hmm. The end. We got Bridget from Atlanta. How do you get used to acting in front of the camera? Well, Bridget, I think that, ooh, there's a lot of ways to answer that question. But just doing it is probably the simple answer, which also sounds, you know, flippant, and I don't mean for it to sound that way, but that's the only way for you. Are you an actor? Let's start there. If you are an actor, let us know. But it's sometimes hard for camera actors to transition to the stage because it's hard to bring it bigger. But oftentimes, if you are a stage actor, all you got to do is think the thoughts as opposed to showing the world. So I'm not sure where you're coming from in terms of your acting journey, but of course class always helps. There's lots of on-camera acting classes, and also just being in front of the camera, and be it just having someone take photos of you or filming yourself. That's a big question. If you want to pop in some more specifics, I can maybe answer it in a more specific way. But thank you.
Okay. We have Jalen from Boston who has a question, but I got an idea.
What's your idea?
Before we answer these questions, I'm now going to ask them a question.
Oh.
Which is, are you following us?
Oh.
Are you following us, Jalen?
Well.
Because I'm getting ready to answer your question, but if you ain't following us, I don't know if I should answer your question.
Oh.
Right?
Jalen, are you following? And so that means Bridget and Chance, are you guys following us?
Yeah. It's connected. You see it.
We got a team that can check it out, too.
If you want, I'm going to give you a pass, Jalen. I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to answer it. What's the easiest way to let someone down when you don't want to work with them, but know you will be seeing them around? Work in music.
Don't,
you know, I think there's a way to do it. I mean, being that you said in music, I know for me, like, what I like to ask myself if is there anything I can contribute to this person that I'm going to work with? Is there anything I bring to the table? Is there anything they bring to the table? I think a great way to start that conversation is just to really be like, you know, based upon, you know, what I'm looking to do and what you do and whether it's your style or whatever. I think, you know, you start that conversation by identifying, you know, where the value is and if there's anything you can bring. And sometimes there's nothing you can do for folks sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, you can look at an artist and say, you know what, I respect and appreciate your artistry, but I just don't see how anything I do will complement what it is you do. And those are always great angles to you know, infuse into those type of decisions. You know,
sure.
It's never about saying, you know what, nah, I don't want to work with you. You never want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of want to present the situation like, you know, you acknowledge what it is they do, and you also acknowledge what it is you do. And if there's chemistry, there's chemistry. If there's not, there's not. But you have to, you have to understand, you know, the best way to tell that story.
Sure.
You know, so.
Well, because the other thing I imagine is, too, just because maybe you're not meshing right now or it's not they're not of service right now and vice versa, but later on, you don't know, right?
Okay.
Is my thought.
Yeah.
That's my cosign on that.
So that's my view on that question.
Bridget. Oh, wait, can we pop back to Bridget from Atlanta for 1 second?
Uh-huh.
Because she clarified, thank you, Bridget, is a stage actor. Mama, you got it. You just need to take that and let it translate. You just have to get in front of the camera more. Make your own stuff so that you can get used to. And I would also encourage enrolling in an on-camera class where you can see what you look like. Because that's also a part of it.
Yep.
But yeah, it's way easier for a stage actor to bring it down than it is for, think the thoughts.
We have Trevor from Seattle, Washington. For working with hip-hop artists, where do you go in L.A.? Want to know where to go when I come to L.A. next month. Thanks. There's a lot of places in L.A. The best thing I would tell you, man, is, get on your Google, you know, and find out the spots that are going Monday through Friday, venues. There's a lot of open mics, a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, it's surprising to me, like, not so much the questions, but just the back end of the question. Because I feel like with everything we have within our reach, whether it's social or Google, it's not really that hard, you know. So I think, you know, when it comes to those kind of things, it's like, man, type in, like, you know, hip hop venues in LA, you know, open mics in LA. Those are, you know, just.
That's true.
You know, get proactive, man. Come on. You got it.
And also, I feel like because people live their lives in such an online sort of way, like an easily accessible sort of way. If you find an artist that you like, or at these things, I'm imagining it'd be easy for them to for you to get in touch with them.
Yeah. And also, too, another great way to find these spots is find, like, all the record shops.
Sure.
Because the record shops always have event flyers at the counter, the register, and they pretty much know within those areas where things are happening. So it's a great way to find, you know, if you're looking for just, you know, just a hip-hop environment, hit the record spots. There's Amoeba on Sunset, a couple other record spots.
Let me tell you, I was at Amoeba on, I don't remember what day it was, but it's in my social media. And Amoeba warmed my heart because I've been wanting the Jack White acoustic record, and I got that. They had, if you follow me at Always Chloe, you'll see what they put up. They have a sign that says, we at Amoeba welcome all, I'm trying to, what does it say? We welcome all races, religions, genders, orientations, countries of origin. We stand with you all. You are safe here. So shout out to Amoeba.
I love that.
Right? Isn't that beautiful? I love that. Yeah. It's right. If you want an image, at Always Chloe. That's my social, whatever. What's that thing called?
Handle? Thank you. We have Derek from Boston. I'm 34, getting older, but really want to work in audio. Am I too old?
No.
No, you are not. You're definitely not too old. And nobody's too old, man. Yay, man. Come on. Guys got to go, man. You know, it's out there for you to get, man. Just go for it,
yeah.
You know. It's, you know, I think that's a thing of the past, you know. Am I too
Nobody
old
or,
you know,
you.
Is it too late? Man, it's never too late, you know, especially when it's dealing with your passion or your dreams, man. Just go for it, you know. And if, you know, if you need some type of, you know, framework or assistance, that's what we're here for, you know. And you could definitely reach out to us. If we can, kick up our email link. For those of you who, you know, are looking to, you know, take things a little further and you know, want to get some information or advice, there's where you can email us. All right.
We got Dan B. from San Antone, Texas. As a career, can you do both audio for music and sound for film?
Yeah. Actually, you can.
Well, because, I mean, songs get used for film all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine there's
the and there's you know, there's film scoring, which is kind of like more leans more towards like you how you would, you know, work with an artist,
right.
You know, so you look at a visual and then, you know, you get a vibe from that visual and then you create to kind of bring that moment and at that time to life.
Yeah.
You know, and the flip side, you'd work with an artist, you take in what they're who they are as an artist and what they speak to, and then you complement that. Then there's the sound effect side, which is extremely different.
Yeah.
You know, where you're creating sounds and those kind of things. But yes, you can absolutely do both. You can definitely do both.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, another Texas. Rick from Houston. Want to work as a songwriter, but also want to sing my own songs. Which is the smarter thing to focus on first? I'm folk rock. Shout out to some folk rock, not mad.
Well, I think if you're, you know, if you're a songwriter, I think that's just a natural progression. If you're a songwriter, you're already writing the songs and they're your songs, sing them. You know, that's, to me, that works simultaneously too, you know, and there, I don't think there's, you know, it's not so much of a thing, well, what do I do first or do I do, you know, you just take what you do and you know, sing it.
And it's also, imagine, a different thing when you're singing your own things. Because, yes, somebody else can sing it and it can sound beautiful, but you got the story behind whatever inspired you.
Yeah. You know? And then if you got, you know, if you got great songs, I mean, it's even better that you sing, you know, if your songs are really good. And, you know, and I think, too, it comes down to, you know, are you looking to be an artist?
Right.
You know, those kind of things. But yeah, I would say, man, absolutely, go for it. You know, sing your songs. That's nothing wrong with that.
What is this? We got Alan from Peekskill, New York. Shout out, Peekskill. What's up? Hustling in New York. I got too much energy when I write scenes. Hard to slow my thoughts down. Suggestions, Chloe? To slow your thoughts down? Ooh, I mean, I don't think that there's a problem with too much energy.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it might be a situation with where I wonder if you have a board or something where you can write all of the ideas and let the things, like back in the day, you'd write the bubble and the word mm-hmm. or whatever the idea and the little things that would come off of it.
Right.
So that you're getting your ideas out there, but then having to give yourself maybe even an hour to take one of those things and put all of your energy and focus on it.
Right.
Whatever that idea is. And if something more than an hour comes out of that, great. But I would say maybe compartmentalize ideas. Like today I want to focus on this, that, and that idea.
Right.
And then only focus on those. But it sounds like enthusiasm, and you've got your enthusiastic and your passion. But I'm not a doctor, so I can't say like how to slow your thoughts down.
Right.
In that regard. Are you an Aquarius? Because I am. I get it. Tell me if that was helpful, Alan, or if it, because I can go into more thoughts and whatever, but yeah.
Okay. Which one is next?
I think it's Mila.
Mila from Brooklyn. I want to work in radio and spread wisdom to homegirls today. How do I position myself to get noticed?
How do you want to work in radio, Mila? Are you thinking like an on-air personality? I'm assuming so. Or are you thinking more on the back end sort of it? I think.
Well, even before then, I mean, do you have any experience? Do you have any type of traditional education for that? I think those are the first things I'd like to know, because then I can kind of help. It would help me understand where you're coming from and, mm-hmm. and what your angle is going to be. Because for me to just to me, it just looks like you just want to, you're just now jumping into radio and your goal is to, spread wisdom to your homegirls. So there's a process, and mm-hmm. I kind of need to have a better idea of how far you've gotten in the process.
Mm-hmm.
To best answer your question.
Team is popped, no experience. She wants to be on the radio. She wants to be on the radio, on-air personality on the radio.
Okay.
But no prior experience.
Okay.
Got it.
Even at that, I don't know, because you're talking about being a personality, and I don't know if you have a personality. I don't know what your thing is. Mm-hmm. I know we just had the Baker Boys on 2 weeks ago, who mm-hmm. pretty much were pioneers in LA radio, and talked about the importance of a personality and being able to keep people engaged and captivated, and then being able to work the board and work turntables. So those are
I wonder if she could reach out to whatever her local stations are and see about interning, or to mm-hmm. see what that world is. Because being in it with no experience, you might not even like it.
Yeah. Or she can actually reach out to us, because I know we do have mentors in that field. So definitely, shoot us an email so we can kind of dive through this a little more with
mm-hmm.
you. Okay. Our email, if you're watching right now, you can catch our email here.
Because we are connected.
Mm-hmm. So send that over. And, let us try to work through that with you in regards to what you would like to do in radio.
What else we got?
Suki from Arcadia
mm-hmm.
is working in TV, very different from working in film. Thinking about doing set design.
Sure. Yes, it is. I think that the biggest notable difference in the realm of set design or something like that is time. Because when you are working on a film, you are generally graced with 1 to 3 months, sometimes even longer. Whereas with television, depending on you're working on a 1 hour or a half hour, because those are two totally different beasts too. They work quickly because you got to do everything pretty much within a week. And that's from pre-production to shooting to sometimes maybe a week and a half to two. But again, it's all time. It's a much more condensed version. But in terms of work and execution, it's all similar. When you also talk about set design, you're talking about, are you in a studio or are you on location? Those are all very important factors to keep in mind. But I think that the main one is time. I give you time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give you time. I can't give you anything. Except knowledge and inspiration, boo.
Yes. So last one for the day is
Jay Marie.
Marie from somewhere in USA. Trying to build a directing reel through doing music videos, but most people don't have budgets or expect you to do all the jobs as one person on the low. How do you find artists willing and able to pay?
Connected app.
Connected app. Man, hey, so true.
It's true, actually.
And, you know, even with, you know, the whole paying aspect, yes, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's hard to find people that, you know, can pay, you know, but at the same time, a lot of them are kind of starting from the same place you're starting from. So,
and music videos are different now than what they were like back in the day when there was jukebox.
And you got to understand, you know, it's even with music videos, you know, there's no financial return on a music video. You know, that's a marketing tool, you know, and that doesn't really, all it does is create awareness, but there's no, you know, there's no dollar that's attached to that that's going to come back. Yeah. You know? So, you know, it's just different now, you know. Finding artists willing to pay, you know, you got to understand that a lot of these artists are in their growing stages, and they're just trying to attach themselves to anything possible that can put a spotlight on their artistry. So a lot of them don't have that money.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them don't have budgets, you know. And I think if that's the thing that is going to kind of allow you to engage in, then I think you should start focusing on artists that are signed to labels, that are established, and then you'll find even at that level that's hard to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you kind of got to, you know, take on both roles, you know, together, so that, you know, if one ain't popping over here, you at least got a relationship over here, you know, that can funnel you work.
Mm-hmm.
But those are all, you know, very, very important things to think about.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Did you have jukebox out here back in the day?
Yeah, we did.
You did? Yeah. Uh-huh. Shout out to those of you that are just coming up in the ranks. Jukebox was this thing where you would, like, if you didn't want to pay, you would sit in front of the TV all day and wait for a music video to come on. But, you know, sometimes, like, if it was your birthday or whatever, your mother would let you call the number and she'd pay money so that you could get your music video played. And so then you'd only have to wait, like, 3 hours before it was played.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to do one more last question.
Yeah.
Mark from Sacramento, no one says roadie anymore. What job listings should I look for to help with live sound on the road? Want to help load. That would be like a tech, road tech. And, you know, if you're, let me see, where you're in Sacramento. I know for us who are here in Cali, in Los Angeles, there's a couple of venues like Center Staging, SIR, who... You know, that's pretty much where you would go to look for a job like this. You would hit those kind of companies. Any company that has rental gear, you know, stage and lighting, find out those types of companies that are within your area. Because those are the places you're going to be able to find that kind of gig. And what ends up happening is you get people who come through these places, rehearse, and they need to find people to take on the road. That's where they find them. So roadie is now road tech.
And we do, those jobs come through our grind ops, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, for sure they do. We had one, the last one was not too long ago, but I can remember there was a point in time a few months back where we had a bunch of them. Like,
right, yeah.
I remember that.
I like your sound effects.
Guys, I'm a walking cartoon character. You don't even know.
So, again, I want to encourage all our folks that shot us these questions, make sure you're following us, okay? Because we want to see... Starting to put the accountability back into your lap, because we want to see how proactive you are, especially with using our Is Connected Facebook app.
Yeah.
So, and there you have it, Is Connected across the board, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Because that's where we are, guys.
That's where we are.
Well, I think this is the perfect opportunity to just roll our social media slides for those of you that are visual learners.
Show it to them, give it to them.
Hit that graphic. Bam, that's number one. Again, in case you've forgotten, we are at Is Connected. That is IZ Connected. To email us, you want to hit us at connected@rrfedu.com. That's where we're going to get all of your detailed questions, your resumes, all that good stuff, so we can check it out. Sign up for us at Connected. That's rrfedu.com/connected. Of course, there is our Messenger app. It's bridging that gap between text and artist. rrfedu.com/connected/app. Roll that second slide, please. Again, where it is connected to apply for our jobs. And remember, we have the five that we announced, but we also have an additional five jobs that are only listed on our website. And that is rrfedu.com/connected/latest. For our resources, check out rrfedu.com/connected/vault. And of course, there's our newsletter. Check it out a little bit later on to see how Billy Jardella did what he did. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at rrfedu.com/weekly-report.
Bam, and there you have it. So that concludes today's show. Shout out to our connected team, Howie, Leah, Mike,
Michael,
Jay, Michael,
Brian. Everybody.
Jimmy. Yes. What up, Jimmy? Also, too, would encourage any of our viewers who are looking to pursue careers in the fields of radio, film, recording, engineering, definitely check out rfc.com. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's where you'll find all the info. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Again, we will be at the House of Roland next week hanging out. Got some special guests for you. So make sure you tune in next week. Other than that, get on your grind because today is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And go out there and make it happen.
Love it.
All right. Love you, Chloe.
You too, Liz.
All right. Mutual love. All right, guys. Been a pleasure.
Get your grind on.
We out.